Hi there, guys. This is episode 45 of the Friendly Geordies podcast. Your boy Robbie here. We've got Tom in the studio.
Hey.
Jordan.
And
Samuel Troy.
Hey, Samuel Troy.
The man himself.
Yeah.
You
the
might know him.
The two-plated, golden-studded, wants to be a dragon at the moment is the knight that is going to slay him. Stay tuned for that.
It's going to happen.
You'll probably know Samuel Troy from the Facebook comment section if you are a pod fan that follows that.
Such hits as... Such hits as the Tyrannosaurus chess leadership. Yeah, Talking Chess, he started that.
The official scout guide.
That's exactly right.
Also known for other things. None of them spring to mind.
Well, we recently learned that he puts the shoes on horses. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Anyway, it's great to have him
something
here.
Far more perverse than that. Sam, do you want to tell them now or are we going to tell them later on in the pod?
No, let's tell them later.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, that is fair enough.
Yes, yeah, it's just to use a real Robbie phrase, oh saucy.
Sorry. Look at that. In the other studio, there is a cute little dog there. Anyway, we're going to start things off nice and spicy, okay? It's called... crap, Tom, what is it called?
It's called Poo Tom. It's getting Tom in here.
It's getting Tom in here. That's correct. Didn't queue up
anything for that
song. But why don't you tell us... Basically, you've had a lot of problems with your rear end recently, correct?
I suppose so. Not really. Like, I just... The other night, I went and saw a movie, and I came home, and I didn't have my my house keys with me, so, and no one else that I live with was home, so I was stuck outside for a few hours, and it was raining, I really needed to go to the toilet, and I kind of just, like, misjudged the time, so I left the house and was like, all right, I have to get to a pub, and I was, like, walking to a pub, and there was, like, a park, and I was like, I can't make it.
So his girlfriend was listening to this as well.
My girlfriend was with me, and I was like, I can't make it. I need to do a poo here. So I so we walked out into the park, and I went into a corner of the park. It's like a dog park, and and I just, she was like standing really close, and I was like, get away!
You can't. And then what did you do?
Why was she staring? What was her defense?
Not staring. She just, I don't know. Like, how far away do you stand from someone where they do a shit? Quite far, I think, and not within eye contact.
Was she standing guard to be going like, Tom, finish up? But yes. You can't finish up quick at that situation. The only thing you could do is start running while shitting at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the only out.
Yeah, she was kind of lookout in case someone with a dog came to the park. It was like close to midnight, so...
Tom, what did you do? Why don't you tell the people what you did?
Yeah, I just squatted down and took a poo. And try to...
That's just,
this is why
disgrace.
You need a toilet flush sound, Robbie. We've told you this before. Oh, now it's true.
That would be good.
Spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, just like, use some leaves or whatever. But yeah, and then when I finished, I didn't realise, but I had basically done a shit right on the back doorstep of someone's home. So it would have looked as though they were an enemy or something. Like if they had someone that they didn't like.
Jackpot.
Oh, you bastard.
Shot. But Tom came back later on to look at the crime, relive it, right? He goes back and a dog's eaten it.
No, it was worse. It was worse. Because I couldn't get into the house, so we were kind of just hanging around the park. And then
a human
came with the dog, and we watched the dog kind of sniff it out and find it, and then it just went to town. And it's kissing its owner. No, it didn't. But
Did the owner stop it from doing that?
I don't know. We got out of there before we stuck around too long.
That sucks. Your owner just standing there going, I sure hope that's dog food. Apparently,
it was
that is
point.
The reason why dogs eat shit. Purely because pal tastes so much like shit.
Oh, really?
The dogs get confused and just go at each other's turds.
I thought it was because they were... it's some sort of biological thing where they don't want their young to eat it. So instead of subjecting their young to it, they eat it themselves.
I really doubt that.
Really?
Yes.
Have you heard of... Oh, I don't know. Have you heard of evolution, mate?
Oh, showstopper, yeah. What, so you think animals just, biological, eat poison to protect their children from it? Why don't they just not eat it and get their kids not to eat it as well?
Because, puppies are dumb as hell. What do you...
So what, the adult kills itself to eat the poison and then just leaves the puppies?
You can eat poo. It's not going to kill you.
Then why doesn't it let the puppies eat it?
Because that it's because
yeah, the, yeah, thanks very much, have you, Robbie?
If you haven't got, I don't know. I just, my dog eats its shit all the time, so that's how.
That's
I
not all right.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you feed it wet food?
Yes,
you feed it exactly. There really? We go. So yeah,
it's probably a case
you can
of the
blame evolution too. All your life, but you're feeding it something that tastes like shit, good, literally.
Good God,
yeah. It's and always dogs are pretty messed up in themselves. Just like the whole like pure breeds and stuff, how they're just kind of genetically disturbed, aren't they?
Especially his with that kind of face that's just like, I'm just happy to be alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, way too pure, too inbred.
And it walks in that way of it's just like, whoop, my right foot should have gone where my left foot went. It's yeah. Got-
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, like admittedly. Yeah, but at least as I was, you know, we've been talking recently a lot in my family about, you know, my dog's intelligence. Mm. And,
what's everyone's theory on
they, it? I mean, I think it is unintelligent, comparatively, but
the rest of your family thinks it's a genius.
My mum,
your dog.
My mum thinks it's actually quite smart. I don't think so, but, as if you'd want a conniving dog that's, you know, breaking into your pantry and getting all your snacks and stuff. Your well, nibbles.
You don't want a clever dog.
You no, you don't want a clever... Dog. No, you want a dumb, nice, happy, friendly dog, right?
Yeah, I've don't always you? Been a subscriber to that.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon.
No, I reckon the smarter it is, the more it can love you. It has a higher capacity for love.
Yeah, they don't then want, it decides no. to love you.
Don't you think
it's
you've
not
earned
a slave
that?
To love.
Yeah, this is your... Yeah, this I reckon the whole thing, you've yeah. earned the love. If it's just like... What kind of love is that? It's like, you know, becoming a Christian, for instance. That's why there's no, you know, you need to make that leap. What does it mean?
Well, at least
I love how Tom always just divvies in and out about that. Talking stories about doing a shit in someone's porch accidentally in a really poetic thought, just chumming out like that.
Chumming out. Yeah, so anyway, that's my poo story.
Sorry. Also, recently, you got a little bit embarrassed as well, didn't you?
No, I didn't. It's just, this is Jordan in Jordan's fantasy world.
Jordan, why don't you embarrass him again, man?
What the hell is this?
So we were in Canberra, right? And okay, first of all, he goes into an art gallery. What is wrong with your colon, Tom? You go into an art gallery in Canberra, right? One of those women that's wearing a real floral kind of shirt with the those 80s power pants walks in and is like, can I help you? And then he goes, yeah, you can help me. Where's your John? Doesn't even look at the art. She looks at him really weirdly. It's like, ugh, over there. So he goes in. I think that he's having a pee, so I'm just talking to him willy-nilly. And then I hear a plop, and then I go, hang on. Tom, are you doing a shit? Now, Tom's response, I've never heard him do this before. He's never snapped at me. It was really like when you just get abusive to your dog for the first time and it's got that look of just like, what did I do to you? He goes, yes, I'm doing a shit. What do you think I'm doing? The door's closed. I was like, okay, man, just take it easy.
This is going worse and worse. Every time you tell this story, I get more and more aggressive. What do you think I'm doing? There are cubicles there where I could be pissing.
He's back.
There's one door that you can go into to do a shit. Of course I'm doing a shit. Why are you even asking?
Why are you
that?
Getting angry about it?
That's what we're wondering, though, yeah. Why do you have rage issues about this?
It's just
we
such
all
a
know
dumb
poops. I don't know why he's so defensive about it.
It's just such a ridiculous question. Like, if I was doing a piss, I'd be at the urinal. You don't, like, stand there. You don't go and lock yourself into a toilet and go, are you doing a shit in there? Like, of course I'm doing a shit.
No, sometimes I go in the cubicles just to blow my nose and also do a piss.
Yeah, I do that all the time, but that's because I'm gun-shy. Tom is not gun-shy at all. I can tell you that now. I was talking to him in mid-sentence.
Do you have that as well? Like where if you go to sort of a public urinal, if it's one like you just can't get it out if you. Is that what you mean by gun shy?
Yes. Yeah. And then I sit there going, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 10 doesn't work. And I'm like, okay, 1, 2. Sometimes I go to like 30. I reckon.
Really?
Do you? What's your trick? What's your trick for getting out of gun shy?
Honestly, I just get completely paralyzed by it. I have to stand there for like 15, 20 seconds, realize I'm screwed, zip it back up and get in the line for the cubicles, and hope that nobody else has witnessed me do so.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
It is.
Samuel, what, are you gun shy or what's the deal?
Oh, it depends.
how, I guess, dank the toilet is. Like, if right. it's a public toilet outside, one of those really dodgy ones, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the cubicle here. Might be a bit more risky, but I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
Robbie, was the first thing that came into your mind when Sam and Troy said dank, you were just like, what, just, how many memes are in there?
Memes did pop into my head, yeah.
How can I turn this into a meme?
Pose. Is that dank?
All right. Dank enough for you? Just a shot of a turd.
That is probably is quite dank, to be honest.
All know. Right, let's move on to Dare We Smile again, which yeah. is a very common recurring segment that we've done a lot of times, where we will go around the circle and say a song and a like a figure, like a movie or person or whatever.
And we brought it back. Not only because there's a guest in the studio, which is what we promised in the past, but also because this particular guest, when asking, are we going to play Dare We Smile, did the classic 10-year-old response of, we're saying, yeah, we're doing it.
Yes!
To himself. Nice little whisper of joy.
I've been waiting months for this. I've got plenty. I've had plenty brewing.
Yeah, so the game works where you say the movie, smiles. And it has to fit in that gap of it's not... It has to be funny, and it can't be funny because it's hit that kind of, like, retro thing. Like, you could make a joke about Pokemon or something, and I would say that's, like, too old to be in this kind of period. And it can't be too new. So, you can't say Gangnam Style, and you can't say Pokemon. It has to be between the two, in my book.
You can. There's no real hard and fast rules to this. In fact, that's the first time I've heard that one.
Yeah, someone actually has said Squirtle before on this, so...
Yeah, I did say that, actually.
Yeah.
So,
are we doing things in this one as well, or are we just doing songs?
We're doing things.
Okay,
let's just
talk about that.
Yeah, we did not talk about that.
Yeah, okay, so that's great. So, this is just a word association rapid fire round. Let's start with Tom. What's your thing?
Oh, I don't have it. The country of Portugal.
Remember that? How is that a... What's going on there?
No one talks about it anymore. No, like, go around the circle. I think of something.
No, that was yours.
All right.
Jesus.
0 points for that.
All right, what's yours, Robbie?
Mine's...
The country of Spain.
Mine's Will Smith's Wild Wild West, the film.
No smile.
Too easy.
Do you know, also, can I just say, if you are also gun-shy as me and Jordan are, comment... Will Smith from Wild Wild West below. But if it can be sort of...
And if you're like not gun-shy, put that mad scientist in the spider vessel chasing Will Smith.
Yeah. And Will Smith, like, half his head sort of shouldn't be in the shot. Yeah.
Just his mouth or just the top of his head?
Like, either one. Just sort of half his head has to be removed from the image. Anyway.
No, change my mind. It's not the spider. Okay. But if you can, just put the front title of Will Smith's The Pursuit of Happiness, if you can. Just go in there, plop it out, get out.
All right, Samuel Troy,
your pick.
My thing is Ernie Dingo.
No smiles at all.
Oh, sorry, geez. Samuel. You've been waiting months for that.
I thought that was yeah.
I actually thought of Ernie Dingo before when I was thinking of one, but I was like, no way.
You'd be right to do so. Sorry to say, boy.
No love.
No, is he the guy with that wears the hat?
Oh, come on, Robbie. Really?
He does wear hats, though. He's right.
Yes,
but it's
I know,
not the
but
guy that you're thinking
not
of.
Molly Meldrum. Nah, which one's Ernie Dingo?
No, Ernie Dingo is not Molly Meldrum.
Yeah, you know him. He's Molly Meldrum.
Which one's Ernie Dingo?
He was the Aboriginal guy on The Great Outdoors on Channel 7.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Like, it does fit the criteria, yeah. But I don't know why I didn't smile.
Damn.
There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Sorry, man.
All right, Jordan, what's yours?
LaToya Jackson.
Yeah. <right.
laughs> What's the point system again? I forgot.
Plums are 2.5, mangoes 10.
Yeah, so what's the score, people? Oh, okay, so we got a laugh from you, so it's got to be a mango. The king of fruits. It's definitely a smile.
Yeah. Two plums from me.
I gave a mango. I had a chuckle.
Excellent work. All right. Well done, Jordan. 22.5 points.
Who knows?
And the rest of us, we are not backtracking for that. What we are going to do is we're going to barrel ahead with that point system in mind, guys, to the music section of Dare We Smile Again here on Definitely Geordie's podcast. We are going to start with Samuel Troy's pick today. Okay, Sam, do you want to set this up or should I just rip it out?
Rip it out.
Okay. This heart attack.
It's very good. I've got to get away, not coming
back. I want some downtime. Did you slow down that song?
Nope.
Okay, just curious. Yeah, no, all right, I'll give it a plum. Yeah. I had a smile at that.
Yeah, I'll give it a mango.
Yes.
All right, that fits the criteria pretty well.
I'll give it a mango.
Okay. How can you go, holy shit? But yeah, I'll give it the exact same score.
22.5 points for you, Sam. Good boy. Do you know what we're going to do now is we're going to jump to Jordan's pick. Do you want to set this up or?
Can't remember it.
Okay. And I just want
to wish you well. Yeah.
I just want to wish you
well. They're both pretty similar to me, though.
Are you kidding me?
How are they similar?
I don't know, similar time frame to me for some reason.
Oh, I guess that's not too bad to say, yeah.
But this heart attack really reminds me of a really edgy show like Rove Live, for instance, whereas I Just Want to Wish You Well is the sign-out song for when Chris Barth quit the 6 p.m. news.
Oh, that was a...
We all remember that. What a day.
All right, should we move... Why do we score? Does anyone really care about the scoring system?
Yes.
All right, I'll give you a plum. Plum.
2.5.
I just want to wish you well.
All right, 4 plums.
Thanks for wishing me well, Tom.
Do you want to give him 1 mango then?
No, 4 plums.
It's okay. 1 mango, mate. God damn it. Okay, all right, we've got 4 plums there. I'll give you a mango.
I'll give you 3 plums.
Yeah, nice. 3 plums. All right, so you got 27.5 there. Wow, he's leading there, isn't he? This is Tom's pick. Now, do you want to set this up or no?
No.
Why do I even ask?
Come on. Yeah, there he is.
He's won. Oh. He has won. Robbie, give up. Save yourself your dignity. Walk out of the studio.
I honestly, I was quite surprised when I read that pick because I was dead in the water there.
Gyo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who was that again?
Slumdog Millionaire theme song.
Pussycat Dolls jumping onto A.R. Rahman's genius piece of music. I mean, what? How disgusting is that? Hearing Pussycat Dolls over that man's piece of work. Isn't it filth?
No, it's a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but come on, let's just have... I mean, I haven't got it here.
I'm giving you 2 mangoes.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Awesome. I'm talking about A.R. Rahman's original. I'm pretty sure Pussycat Dolls just... Anyway.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah, I'll give you 2 mangoes. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 mangoes from me.
Oh, awesome.
Right, you've officially won, but I'm just going to play mine anyway. Just to...
All right, just to waste time.
Come back.
Closure.
No, I'm interested to know what you guys think of this one. If this
I'm pretty curious.
Brings back any memories for you. Yeah. Okay. It's definitely not going to win, but...
That's good. That's good.
Now you get 2 mangoes from me.
Yeah, I'll give you a mango for that.
Thank you. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. I'll
Does
give
he
you
give him 3 mangoes?
It's a big score.
I'll give you 2.
Very close.
Wow, second to the genius pick there.
It is Tom.
Okay, so the scorer is Tom 1. I'm second. I can't remember the other. Oh, yeah, no, you're 3rd, Jordan and Samuel. Okay, if you could refrain from using that language, that'd be great.
That's got to be a really bad feeling. He knows what it's like to be the Jamaican team in Cool Runnings now. Just taking your bobsled and walking it down. Oh my God. Just one of those moments, isn't it?
Plane home.
Now we're going to run straight along to the next segment, Sam. Which is Sam Harris, A Glimpse. Last night, me and Monty went to see Sam Harris at the State Theatre talk about free will, AI, psychedelics, religion, extremism, things of this nature with John Safran. Who we
it was Sam Harris's greatest hits. If you've seen 5 YouTube clips of Sam Harris, you could have saved yourself $80.
Yeah, this is my version of seeing like the Rolling Stones tour, final tour.
I definitely got that vibe.
Seeing a public intellectual talk about all his favourite topics.
Did you bring a cigarette lighter just in case there was a moment to take it out and sway it?
Yeah, there was a few little kind of like crowd religion jokes in there, like to warm up the crowd from John Safran. It's a bit weird, actually. Like, I wouldn't want to join the Atheist Foundation of Australia, I don't think. Ooh.
No, but you want to join the Rationalist Foundation of Australia.
Yeah, is sure. That, yeah. I'd love to join that.
Anybody's listening?
Do you think this would have added or subtracted to the night if it started with it just being like... Ladies and gentlemen,
there was something like that. It was because they had this really weird, like television, like the animation for it. When they sound like "Welcome to the stage," like Sam Harris, and then they played really like deep bass sounds, like Inception,
yeah,
kind of things. Like it was really,
really high production value. It was like, yeah, it was like introducing a villain or something.
That is amazing. Yeah. Kind of like David Blaine in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's Sam Harris's style.
Yeah, we were actually saying that. It was like a magician being welcomed on the stage.
It actually was. The font of his name was very magician-esque.
That's so good. Him walking out being like, I'm terribly sorry, I'm not a magician, I'm a logician. Let's get to talking.
Like John Safran was making a quip about him seeing more extremist propaganda, you know,
in Scientology
and things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got...
And you were saying that John Safran, good pick or not good pick?
Yeah, pretty good.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I was worried we'd get... Because MCs can ruin these things.
Definitely.
And, he was pretty good. Yeah, because he's writing a book on, like, Islam and that kind of thing. So he had a bit to contribute, but not much, really. You know, how can he really contribute to that?
When you... when you think of John Safran, does the weedy little Jew guy the first thing that pops into your head, or is it a piece of saffron rice called John?
The first thing that pops into my head is his, like, masturbating debacle. What? Do you remember that?
What? No.
I might be defaming him here, and I might have to cut this out. But the thing that I heard about was, like, he did some sort of... He was on Skype or something, and there was something broadcast throughout the mainstream... Well, throughout the media of him masturbating.
Yeah, that's right. I remember there was something controversy weird to him wanking.
Him wanking, something about that, and that's all I think about when I think him.
Yeah.
It's really tainted my image of him. It's weird.
It's weird. As soon as somebody takes their cock out, much like you, Robbie, that's everyone's going to remember you for that for the rest of your life, right?
You did
even
it as well.
You
do it regularly.
You were the trailblazer in that
that's
regard.
That's the secret.
Do
right?
it all the time.
You do it all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we did. We did onsens in Japan. I mean, for me and Tom, and we're very comfortable now.
Very open to that now.
Yeah. You don't seem it. You seem extremely uncomfortable bringing that up now.
What, you want to see it?
Yeah, why did you get so uncomfortable?
As soon as Tom came back from Japan, that was the first thing that he said to me, more or less, was just, I'm extremely comfortable with penises now. I think it's going to be my party trick.
Is that what he said?
No, Tom, I didn't say that.
Why'd you say that? That's such a weird thing to say. That's so random. Anyway, I've got a little clip here that I recorded at the Sam Harris, and, you know, just to give you some context as to our experience.
That's different than I have it. Basically, you can take the universe exactly as it is, you can make my brain exactly as it is, and still there's some part of me that is that you can choose. Absolutely everything that's coming out of me is verbally, behaviorally, as a matter of my...
All right, that's not...
is born of the precise state of...
There you go.
Yeah,
I didn't know that Sam Harris's primary language was texto.
So there he was like talking about... Yeah, so there you get a sense of what it was like, the ambience of the place, and also sort of his tone of voice. And, he was talking there about free will, and, you know, we all know that we all think it's garbage. Jordan, do you think it's garbage?
That we have no choice in free will?
Yeah, that free will is an illusion.
I really don't care.
Okay, but right. You have to... I'm asking you a question directly. I will need a response.
No, actually, I disagree with Sam Harris, but I've got no reason to disagree with him. Mm. But I'm just going to stick to my convictions. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
The most annoying answer possible to Tom. God, no wonder he's losing it all the time at me these days.
It's constant, that. All right, let's move on.
Really?
All right, now we're doing Asperger's. Do we got that?
Yeah, look at this. What a revenge segment for him, for denigrating the work of Sam Harris.
I did not choose this segment.
Oh, right. God. So here's the setup to this, right? Talking to my mum yesterday, And it just came up casually in conversation that she is certain that I've got Asperger's.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh. And has my entire life. And I say to her, why haven't you told me this before? Like, I'm 26 now.
What do you mean she's certain?
Yeah.
She's just, you know, like a matter of fact saying it. Yeah, you got Asperger's, John.
Oh, my God.
Not taking an inch away from it, but you say that, what, you think I have the characteristics of someone with Asperger's. No, just straight up full-blown Asperger's. And so I was saying, why didn't you tell me this before? And she goes, I did. You must have blocked it out of your memory. So she thinks it was such a traumatic experience, me hearing it, that she just thought, oh, okay, that's fine, and just never brought it up again.
It's so easy to say that, though. I did tell you, I did. You just blocked it out.
Because you're Asperger.
Yeah. So the point is, what I was saying is, like, if I've got Asperger's, Robbie's definitely got Asperger's too. Like, I'm not going in this sinking ship by myself. You know, you boys, you're the women and children, you leave. Robbie being the musician here is obviously the Titanic cello player. As it all goes down.
I'm the
Irish man just in the locker going, I didn't choose to be.
And so what we've got here, because we are actually curious, we've got aspergersquiz.com. And we're going to go
the
through
site where you can check it out too. Do you have it? Now you know for a fact. It's also got Segways on the side of it, selling it at aspergers.com, 50% off. So
yeah, it's got
check
those,
out that
those little like dank wheels.
But Asperger's can be good, right? Like, if you can have different...
I think you can be, like, a savant,
a super genius and stuff. Yeah. So, maybe it's a good thing you've got Asperger's.
I don't really know much about it. And if this is offensive, you know...
Just turn it off.
Yeah,
don't
bother
complaining.
About it.
We
yeah.
understand.
Yeah. Sorry.
Look, we've got it. We're the ones that
have it. Yeah. You're allowed to be offended, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do the quiz.
Okay. So, do you find it difficult to make eye contact? Yes, no, or not sure?
Yes. Robbie?
Yes.
It's a riveting start because we all know what the answer is to that.
Do you have fewer friends than others your age?
Robbie, who have we got? We've got each other.
Yeah, yes.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Tom's more a carer than a friend.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd say friends.
Tom, can you read the next one out? Oh, what?
Sorry, I just turned the
why'd you do that?
No, it's back on.
Can you, all right, can you read? Oh, is it working
do you tend to rely on your family, spouse, or partner for all your social needs?
Tom, I get you to interact with everyone for me on behalf of me, don't I?
That's true, yeah.
So the answer is unequivocally yes. Robbie, I'm pretty sure that you rely on Tom for all of that as well.
Pretty much.
This is getting bad.
Do you often feel overwhelmed or confused by what others consider normal or manageable emotions? I can say yes, certainly for Robbie. I don't know about Jordan, maybe.
Yes,
so
Jordan.
Yes. Why? Yes.
Okay.
You're all about. You're like climate change or nothing. you're the most diehard climate change guy around.
Do strangers often find you unkind? Do loved ones find you callous or unfeeling?
Yes.
Not for you.
They?
Oh yeah, actually they do.
Yeah, my family do. Yeah, definitely.
They think that you have no emotions. They think you're a robot.
They think that I'm extremely critical and negative. Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, holy crap, so does my mum.
It's
another yes! There's no no's!
Do you have problems interacting socially with others, particularly in less structured settings? That's a certain for both of you. And do you lack interest in spontaneously sharing your interests or joys with others? I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's true.
There's a no.
Maybe that's because all the rest have been yes. They're just giving us another one.
Yeah, that's a nice variety. Ad. Okay, all right. Let's
all right,
go to the next.
Next page. It's
loading. Thanks to the kind people at FBI 945. Thank you very much for using this, your studios. That's great.
All right, that's
can you
loading.
Please update from the
on?
90s?
Well, no, I can get up here.
Oh, forget it.
I'm pretty sure it's safe to say though that
yeah.
So I mean, the quiz doesn't lie, right?
Yeah, I think you guys have Asperger's. It's just an online quiz, though. Like, you should see it. You should probably go see a doctor or something. I wouldn't just trust that. What do you do?
Well, we can't be bothered. If anyone's a doctor out there, are we or not?
Yeah. Just you know them well enough now, probably.
Talk to the guy on Steam.
Yeah, I'll ask him if you guys have Asperger's.
Probably, but, you know... what are we going to do about it? Do we need
where
medication?
Where does the show go know. From... I don't think so. I think we just have to force... I think we just have to, like, get those charts that show us what a smiling person looks like and what a sad person looks like. I'm pretty sure we have to look at that shit, bro.
Oh, my. Just be like, that means happy, that means sad.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the pill.
Okay. Anyway, so that's, right. That's pretty confronting, and it didn't even finish. So, I mean, we're just, I guess, assuming a lot there. We really are. Maybe at the end, if we can get it working and we still have time, we'll record it as a pod extra or something.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, next segment.
Patreon extra.
Yeah. all right.
We're talking $40 for this.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk Australia Day.
Australia, yay.
Australia, yay.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Thank God.
Yeah, so Australia Day is on tomorrow, or if this is released in a few days, it was on a couple of days ago. Wasn't it fun? And we're talking about, is it important to have? We all know. Oh, it's not important. Or, yeah, it's good. What do you think?
Are you kidding me? That's your weakest bit of audio ever. I reckon.
Well, what do you reckon about Australia? Do you celebrate Australia Day, Sam?
Oh, it's more of just a day off, really, isn't it?
Like, yeah. So why do we have it?
We're out.
Yeah.
You guys have it.
Why do we have it? I don't know.
To celebrate the birth of Australia, that's why. But that's the problem.
All right, so this is a segment called Crack, which is basically hack.
Yeah.
We sort of interview experts and find out empirical truths about things people care about.
Yeah, so we don't have any experts here, but we have our own opinions on these things. And, so, all right, my only take on Australia Day is that everyone seems to agree that, you know, that colonization was a terrible thing, and, you know, the birth of Australia didn't really happen when, you know, the British came, and Australia's been around for a very long time and all that. But everyone seems to be very happy to just celebrate Australia willy-nilly, with that knowledge. Mm. Like, I'll celebrate Australia Day, and I'm very against just, like, nationalism in general. So, like, it seems that's just this kind of no one gives a shit.
I don't think you wouldn't say you'd celebrate it. You'd say you'd take the day off and do whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I won't get an Australian flag and wave it around, but...
No.
Yeah.
Jordan? What do you reckon?
I've always wanted to wear one of those Phantom of the Opera masks with the Australian flag on it and just wear one as a cape. I've always wanted to. No one's ever given me permission to do it, though. I don't hang around with those kind of people.
Mm.
But if you are one of those people, please can we hang it? It's got to be fun, right?
Mm.
Surely that amount of nationalism has got to be fun.
Yeah, it could be. It's kind of like Japanese, like kamikaze pilots or something. That nationalism.
What do you think that's going to be? No. Imagine playing that before hitting one of the Pearl Harbor US Navy fleets, just going, hey, the time of my life.
So we're like, what are
so
we
do
reckon?
You celebrate it?
Do I celebrate it?
Yeah,
because yeah, my family, they go right into it. You know, we go down to the rocks and have a lovely sort of seafood lunch. And
I can definitely imagine.
So you have like some immigrant, like, happy Australia, honestly, days, I love this.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, like we really sort of just have a lovely family day. That's generally what it
feels like. Australia is more for like first generation immigrants than it is for people that have been around for like generations.
Yeah.
Mm. Don't you think? Your first generation, second generation? No.
Ever been to Cronulla?
Oh, well, yeah, there's...
All right,
there's two groups.
Should we talk about that?
Why is everyone so uncomfortable about it? They love Australia Day. They do it well.
Mm.
Cronulla Rise wasn't even on that day.
Okay, he said it. Yeah, I was trying to avoid that.
But now that it's out there, right? This is what we were wondering. We wanted to ask it on the radio, but if you are from Cronulla or you are from Perth, let's have this Battle of Australia Day. Who does it better?
And what are the photos they have to comment, Jordan? For Perth, we've got...
Yeah, for Perth, we've got... like put not Blinky Bill. What's the platypus? Jesus. That talks like this. That guy. Just the platypus from Blinky Bill. Put him up.
Okay.
That's fun. I don't even know if they have platypus in Perth. I don't think they do.
Yeah.
And if you're from Cronulla, obviously, you got to put up a picture of the riots. You have to. I'm sorry. You're marred with that.
So, the comment would be something like, we do Australia Day real well, and then a photo of the Cronulla riots.
Yeah.
That's what you're after.
Oh, dear.
All right. Okay, so let's go on to...
Let's talk about...
Catfish Troy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sam, do you want to talk about it?
Well, I was on Tinder again.
So Tinder, the popular dating app.
Yes, it's my my hunting ground, if you will. On it yet again.
Jesus.
So this is probably like 6 months ago. Match with this girl, and what was her name? Sheridan. And she only had one picture. It was like this girl in like really nice dress, but her head was cut out of it. It's like, that's a bit sus.
It's your warning sign. Yeah.
And then,
but you went in anyway.
And, yeah, and only, the, all the buyer said was her Snapchat name. So all right, I'll give her an ad, see how we go. Chat her up. And then I tried to talk to her, no reply, for like 6 months. And then like, I checked my list again. Like, I'll give her a chat, see what's going on. But I had an inkling that someone's fishy here. Someone's not right. So I first messaged saying, like, who are you? And then they reply with, who are you? I'm like, it's pretty obvious. It's on my freaking Snapchat username. What my name is?
It's Sam Troy, baby.
Yeah, damn right. So I was like, "Fuck it." I'm just going to call it out. I said, "Are you a catfish?" And they said, "Yep, I'm a catfish." Oh. And they said, "I am a bi guy trying to convert straight dudes, or at least trying to suck them off." I'm like, oh yeah.
So you used a photo of a woman to convert straight dudes?
Yeah, I said, how's that been going for you? It's like, yeah, not too good, really. Like, yeah, no one's really gone as far. Like, everyone, like, catches out straight away, but, man, I've got a lot of dick pics.
Oh, my God.
It's like, ooh. Righty-o. Well, I'll...
Why would he come, confess to you? Like, why would he not just be like...
I don't know. Like, I guess I just caught him out. Like, I think he never gets, like, any attention besides the dick pics. So I was like, all right.
Because you could just say, I'm Sheridan, send me a dick pic. And then when that didn't work,
he
could have been like, all right, fine, I'm a catfish.
So then, like, I don't know, a week or so later, I was on a date and I was talking to this girl about it. She's like, why don't you catfishing back? I was like, that's not a bad idea. So I started saying, hey, I was thinking about what you were saying before. And, I'm curious to give it a shot. Like, do you want to meet up or something?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's getting saucy now.
Oh, is this currently happening?
No.
And we're meeting tonight.
So, like, straight away, dick pic.
Oh, shit.
He sent me his. I was like, fuck, that was easy.
How big was it?
Shit.
There you go. A shit cock.
So I kept chatting to him, and he just kept on sending me out. And I was like, and he's like, oh, why don't you give me one back? So I was like, so I just chucked a V-can and shoved it down my pants and then said, you want this? And he took it as well. He absolutely believed it. It's like, fuck, all right.
So I went over.
How am I going to get out of this? So I said, all right, I've got to end this. So I just sent him a picture of a catfish and I was like, you got sprung. And I just blocked him straight away.
Oh. You didn't even wait for a response? Damn. Yeah, I'd be terrified too.
I was getting real scared. Like, he wanted to, like, meet up and he was like, oh, do you mind if we just, like, make out? I'm like... Oh, well, I wanted a bit more than that, but okay. And then, but he wouldn't give me his address as well. He wanted to do it in a park, which I am familiar with, of course.
You are as well. So
this park thing.
Yeah, this is, so Sam is the famous Yilmaz and Chill guy, if anybody remembers that. Where you mesh with somebody
My sister.
And if you don't, that's all right. We barely do.
My sister listened to that podcast and she hasn't looked at me the same again.
Really? Oh, really? Yeah.
We were wondering about privately as well. Samuel Troy, does your sister look like a female version of you, or does she look different?
Different. Yeah. What
the hell? Everyone's going to say that.
Everyone's wondering.
You can't wonder about that for very long, can you? It's a pretty short wonder. Like, you know, think like, oh, probably not.
What are you eating?
Gum.
I thought you were eating a bit of plastic.
Why was your sister brought up again? Yeah, because she listened to the story of you fucking in a park.
Yeah. Well, firstly, I got to say, you got it wrong. I did meet with her beforehand. We did get a coffee beforehand. And then she said, you didn't kiss me and I wanted you to, so we should meet up and make up for it. And then it was like midnight and then... It was on.
I don't know if that makes it any better, Sam.
Oh, I'm not saying it's any better. I'm just saying that's the truth.
Yeah, right, okay. But, like, I mean, look, Samuel Choi's sister, if you want to comment below, does that make it any better?
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, you should, though. Get involved. Let's make this family affair.
All right.
What did you reckon about the park, though, as a setting for getting intimate?
I think it's just a one-time thing. I wouldn't do it again. I can say I've done it now. I can move on from that.
She listens to this, doesn't she?
The girl?
Yeah.
Maybe.
She does, definitely.
Yeah, she does. So, do you want to address her right now, Sam? And sort of confess...
Your love.
Your love.
Well, I was actually meant to meet up with her today for breakfast, but she pulled out.
Oh.
Oh, that is cold. What's her name?
Name and show.
Why do you make this... His presence has made this podcast so weird. It's been like an extremely angry Tom here. Robbie and I freaked out thinking we have a legitimate condition. And then Samuel pipes in with a story where he's like, no, guys, you've like ruined a romantic evening.
So did she bail out on the breakfast?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, I got stuff I got to do. I was like, oh.
Well, I'll be the first to say, that's bullshit, whatever that is. Sam's a stand-up guy. Should have seen him for breakfast.
I mean, you know, I'm in Sydney for the night. If any yaya, if you're there.
Well, this is going to be released a bit later, isn't it?
So, fortunately. Anyone's come down to Torquay? The door's always open.
Is it? Are you sure you want to put that out there, Sam? Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's move on to Hell in a Cell.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so the reason Sam's here is because I challenged him to Hell in a Cell bout. Because what did you say to me? Why did I get so incensed with you?
Oh, because it was always a battle for who was the true Golden Dragon.
Right.
Yes, and I thought I was much more superior than you, but somehow you've still got more scales than me.
Yeah. It's just as if Samuel hasn't earned the scales.
I've only got two. That is a joke.
I mean, he is the Golden Dragon. He's the one that disperses his scales when he thinks that he's... ripe and ready to do it, and he thinks that there's somebody else. And as we all know, golden dragons are the most honourable of all the fantasy creatures. But you're a bad name to your species. Really,
I don't think so. I think that people, again, like as the argument that I brought up with you, Sam, is people are undervaluing these scales just flagrantly. It's actually it's offensive how undervalued they are appearing. You know, you're asking for half my scales. You know,
I'm putting in the hard yards.
What hard yards have you put in recently? Basically, you said today before the pod started, Robbie, guys, can we get a shout out to any chicks that want to go on a date with me? I'm pretty lonely.
Hey.
I mean, that was your dating strategy. You're not putting in any hard yards in that, are you? You're asking us to ask. You're not even going to ask. You want us to ask for those.
No. I didn't say that. No, I said I'm going to say that.
All right, go on.
All right. Go on, yeah.
All right. Hey there out there. If you want to come on. Oh, wasn't it we
Yeah. There's more rhyme and reason to this.
Yeah.
They're about to have a Hell in the Cell fight
arm wrestle.
To the arm death. And if Robbie wins, the rule is one woman has to date Robbie, and if they don't, we quit the pod for good.
Just a date.
It's just one date. Like, dinner. It's just
no
a date.
No funny stuff.
No. Like,
the other catch is, though, Robbie is incredibly poor right now, so you'll have to pay for the dinner.
Yes, that's correct.
Sorry.
So, just babysit me for, like, an hour or two, basically. I haven't got many friends. I'm very lonely. I haven't got any money, but I can smile sometimes. I can't eye contact. It's difficult. But you know, if nobody wants to do it, we're going to stop this. Okay, we are going to stop the podcast. It's up to you, the wonderful listener. But now we're going to go to a wonderful segment called. Uh oh! I think I see something coming down.
It's back! Oh, the cell is descended! It's hell! It's utter hell!
Hell in
okay,
a cell.
Okay, come over here, Sam. Where are we doing this? Come over here, baby.
The cage has hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
The two arms are in position and ready to fight.
Do you want to hold the hands, Jordan, and let go when it's ready?
Okay, all right.
Hold 3, 2, 1.
Hell in a cell!
Oh, crap.
And it looks like it is a fair fight Roy's as it is. This, Robbie sure. is clearly the weaker one in this situation. But he puts Soylent Gene has beat whatever the hell Robbie's called.
Crumpet Lad.
Oh, yes. Crumpet Lad is out.
Crumpet Lad is ousted.
Crumpet Lad gets numbers to Tallyman, telling me no dates at all. You get nothing, Robbie. And you also have to give over the majority of your dragon scales. Was that the agreement?
No, that wasn't the agreement. Yeah.
Why did he even come here then? Jeez.
I'll give you one more dragon scale. Okay, so you got three now.
That's all right. I'll take that. I'll take
that. That was a fair win. Yeah. Fair win. Handshake. Nice. Right. Oh. Okay, good job.
All right, guys. Well, thanks Robbie for that. Right? That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, also, to the guy in North Ryde.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, can I just say, like, this is... Jordan will not shut up about this.
Okay. I wanted to say it on radio live today. Yeah. I've reminded Robbie several times.
Yeah, any ideas today, Robbie? Yeah, any ideas, Jordan? What do you want to talk about? Oh, I just really want to shout this guy out. Yeah, okay, that's great. We start in 5 minutes, but, like, yeah. Can you just...
Who is anything? This? Yeah. What's his name? Oh, I don't know. Coles or something.
It was like Ginger or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all I know, yeah. I don't know your name. I just know that you're a Gigi guy at Coles. And because I have problems with eye contact, just like Robbie, I feel like I wronged you by just saying, oh, thanks, man, thanks. And not really asking what your name is. But you're a stand-up guy. Keep bagging those fruit, mate. You did a really good job. Thanks for listening to the pod as well as the videos. And you know what he said? Quote. Great banter.
Nice.
There's the official high five from Robbie. What a way to lead.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to do Tyrannosaurus chess. This is,
All right, so my move this week is B5 to C3. So I'm taking the pawn with the knight that's up top.
And this week, you guys don't get a move because Samuel Troy's here, and as the official scout leader that always coordinates these moves but actually is not that good at chess, he's going to ruin it all for you now. We're getting an edge on you bastards.
No. I got this one. I'm going to go...
Oh, he's got it ready. All right, let's hear it.
E5, taking the pawn at F4.
What'd you take it with?
With another pawn.
Oh, crap.
There it is.
Okay, and so now do you come back again?
No. I get a week to wait.
Oh, okay. And that was Tyrannosaurus Chess.
So much
balls. The dead stare.
Yeah.
Pressing it with no expression at all.
We should come back later this week. All right, there it is.
Let's finish it off with a little bit of this again. How about this? Okay. Thanks so much for Samuel Troy for being in. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Jordan.
You're very welcome.
Thanks to Tom.
Really. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. That.
And Robbie,
and Robbie,
good job as well.
Thanks. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
See you, dude.
Alright. Alright, cut it off.